On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
Any immediate charges over Conservative general election expenses from 2015 have been ruled out by the Crown Prosecution Service. 15 police forces have been investigating constituencies and Thanet South in Kent is still under consideration. The CPS found insufficient evidence to prove that any candidate or agent was dishonest, and Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says the investigation sends out a clear message.
Our election laws must be enforced and must be adhered to. There are strict spending limits for a reason, so that money can't buy power. Only votes in the ballot box should be able to get power, and that's why I want you all to register to vote.
Well, the investigation centred on whether battle buses were deliberately included in national accounts to bypass lower local spending limits. Our political editor is Paul Francis.
I spoke to Craig McKinley just the other day, and he made it very clear that he felt that there was nothing that he did that was unlawful. He was unconcerned about the issue casting a shadow over his campaign.
KMFM News.
Police have launched a murder investigation after the body of a 21-year-old homeless man was found in woodland in Maidstone. Razkan Serbu was discovered near a mill pond in Chrisbrook Meadow in Tovell on Sunday morning. Results from a post-mortem examination have revealed that he died from blunt force trauma to the head and body. The sacking of the head of the FBI by Donald Trump has sparked claims of a cover-up. James Comey was investigating possible links between Russia and the US president's election campaign. The White House says he's been dismissed for mishandling the inquiry into Hillary Clinton's emails, though. The family of an 11-year-old schoolgirl who died after falling from a ride at Drayton Manor yesterday say their world has been torn apart. The Staffordshire theme park and Eva Janoff School are closed today as a mark of respect. Fiona Fletcher was there when it happened and has been praising staff.
Visitors were confused. They were very much like, can you tell us what's happening? The staff were primarily very calm, very collected, and they were just making sure everyone was out of the way so emergency services could get through.
An investigation is now underway to work out what happened. Police have arrested a man on suspicion of assault after a man was attacked at a bar in Maidstone. The victim in his 30s was left with a permanent scar above his eye after being hit with a plastic cup 3 times at Beer Keller in Bank Street last month. And it's been revealed the Dover building that a Banksy appeared on earlier this week is going to be knocked down, but don't worry, the artwork is going to be saved. The Brexit-inspired picture was found on former Castle Amusements facing Townwall Street over the weekend. The derelict property is due to be demolished, but the owners say the art will be sold for charity. They're all the top stories this lunchtime. Let's check the sport now, and here's Joe.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Superb sheds. Mention KMFM for a 5% discount.
Well, England have again been given what looks like the trickiest Rugby Union World Cup group for 2019. They'll face France and Argentina and could also be joined by Fiji or Samoa, as well as the USA, depending on how qualifying goes. England World Cup winner Johnny Wilkinson says it'll be a tough tournament.
In order to be the best, you've got to take on the best, and that's the brilliant thing about it. That's why guys that win it tend to talk about it in such high esteem, because they really feel like they earned it. You know, they go out there 7 times, and 7 times you face a challenge, and one that could be the end of you.
Footballer Harry Redknapp looks to be staying on as Birmingham manager after his temporary spell in charge. It's understood the former Tottenham, Portsmouth and West Ham boss has agreed a 1-year contract with the Championship club. And in cricket, Kent have travelled to take on Gloucestershire in their latest game in the One Day Cup. The Spitfires won the toss and are currently on 129 for 1.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.